Oh, sorry, evening chanting, page 3, page 1, 17, or 14, sorry, tomorrow morning only evening chanting, morning chanting, now we go evening chanting, okay, I will need maybe Joyce, pass the mic to Joyce, help me, we will chant the English. The Pali one later. Handamayang Vedasa Bhagavato Pava. I'm not familiar. Pava Bhagava Namakarang Karomase, something like that. But we go English one easy. Preliminary homage. Okay, we start. NB, you want to help also? Use the other mic and see. You sit here. Or you try sit there and see whether this function or not. Oh, never mind, you sit your place. Yeah, your mic doesn't face here. That mic is that side on. Okay. We start now.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment,
to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who had practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage.
It is well for us that the blessed one,
having attained liberation, still have compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our lasting
benefit and the happiness it gives us.
The Lord, the perfectly enlightened, blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma, the blessed one's disciple who has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the Buddha. Oh, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Now let's let me read this one. They all continue after that. Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha. You all can start. A good words of the blessed one's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teachers of men and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus, I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him and bow head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and Guide. The Buddha is sorrow destroyer, who bestow blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate my mind, and in devotion, I walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Buddha's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Then bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha. Now let us chant the praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart of Nibbana, can be re-understood by the wise each for themselves. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma. It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant.
The Dhamma is my Lord and Guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge.
The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessings of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. Then bow. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may I acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha. All good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One, namely the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offering, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is comparable to merits to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well. The field of the Sangha, form of eight kinds of noble beings. Guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that aspect of noble beings perfected in purity.
The Sangha, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings, as the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and Guide. The Sangha is sorrow destroyer, and it bestows upon me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha. For me there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotions to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed to the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in future there may be restraint regarding the Sangha. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Bow. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Okay. So that completes our evening chanting. We would like to chant in English because you can get the meaning better. They are actually the same, except the Pali words. If you are more familiar, then it gives you more vibration. Then you will have more faith. Like the closing homage. When we chant the Pali is Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Then you pay respect to the Buddha. So the English translation is the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. Then to the Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. So this one is the salutation to the Dhamma. So the Dhamma, which is the teaching so completely explained by the Buddha, I bow to the Dhamma. Means I pay homage to the Buddha. The Dhamma, sorry. Then Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. So Supatipanno Bhagavato. Supatipanno means this blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, that's why Supatipanno. I bow to this Sangha. So this will give you more understanding of what we do. Okay? So this will develop faith, sadha. Then it will drive you because this teaching is so beautiful. Then it also protects you because you ask for forgiveness. Then you request a lot of good, wholesome things through your understanding. So this is passed down since the Buddha's time. So you understand it's very meaningful. I remember during the early days of my cultivation, when I go to Thailand, I like to hear this chanting, this Pali word. They are so meaningful. Especially that part. Hang Dhammayang Dhamma. I don't know how to pronounce that one. Bikitin Karomase. That last part is very interesting. Then after that, they will start. Swakato, all those things. Then I remember when I was at my teacher's place, Sunyataram, in this Kanchanapuri, Thailand, the northwest, near to Burma, near Mae Hong Son. I went there in the year 1988-89. Then early morning, I told some of the Kayamita about a story. He put the two of us, allow us to stay at the chief disciple's kuti just below his, on the mountain top. Then at night, the Dhamma and come and visit us, very fierce and a lot, but because they are Dhamma and I understand. So a lot of beautiful things happen. Then when we were there, I remember the Dhamma and want to wake us up because chanting start at 3:45. So at 3:30, I was on the cloth. You know what is a cloth? Mosquito netting for meditation in the forest tradition. So I also hang my up there. Then I was meditating. Then later on decide to sleep because late already. So when I lie down to sleep, exactly 3:30, he never disturbed me. Just a few and at my forehead here near the netting there. Keep on going round. Make certain sensation because I was fully aware, that's what I knew. Then I realized, how come my head there, the top there, I never had this experience. Then I mindfully scratch it. Then after my hand gone, again it come. Then I knew it was something. So I mindfully came out. Then I saw that few ants just on my head there. But my mosquito netting was clear, no ant. My friend one, the whole of the netting was full of ants, 90%. Then I also then wake him up. He was snoring down there. Then I say, Uncle Koo, Uncle Koo. Then he suddenly, I said, don't panic, don't open your eye. I said, when you open your eye, you don't panic. The moment he opened the eye, he screamed like anything. Why is it? What is happening? Like the whole colony of ants was on him. I said, "This is Dhamma ant. Don't worry. Sit, meditate." I don't think he can meditate initially, but luckily he followed my advice. He persevered. Then he realized the ant didn't do anything. Then as we read metta, as I developed the understanding and communicate with them, the ants start to disperse within 2-3 minutes, all clear. Then he looked at me, he don't believe. Wow, he said, how come like that? I said, Dhamma ant. Something is going to happen. I say. Then after that, chanting start. Arahang Samma. From the distant cow. Then later on, when he reached the part, Rupang anicchang. Wow, my heart just opened out. Rupang anatta. Then repeated. Vedana anicchang. Vedana anatta. Then sanya anicchang. Sanya anatta. Then sankara anicchang. Sankara anatta, then vijnanang anicchang, vijnanang anatta. Wow, that time that nature just rise to the occasion. It was so beautiful, so much joy, and it was so still and so silent. That's why I told him, we have to go down. He said, so early, is it 3:45? I said, yeah, that's why the Dhamma ain't come. I said, you want to stay, you wait for the Dhamma end to come. I want to go down. Then he said, I follow you down. Then we go down together. It was really fun that time. I tell you, that time, the cultivation, you won't believe. A lot of things happened. The animal can feel you. The ants can feel you. And a lot of things has Dhamma in them, their nature. That's why when you cultivate, your mind is very different. Okay, so now we can move on.